Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel, and today we are joined by Emma to discuss a recent leadership change at the MAPAL Group, a key player in our aerospace supply chain.
Hi Daniel. Yes, the MAPAL Group has announced the appointment of René Güntner as their new CFO. That's quite a significant move for the company.
Indeed. Can you tell me a bit more about René Güntner's background and what he brings to the role?
Sure, before joining the MAPAL Group, Güntner was the Executive Vice President Finance. In that role, he was responsible for group accounting, controlling, IT, business management of international subsidiaries, as well as contract and risk management.
Wow, that is so cool. So he's clearly experienced in managing complex financial and operational structures.
Exactly, and René sees himself not just as a financial officer, but also as a sparring partner for all areas of the company. He emphasizes open dialogue and cross-divisional collaboration as key success factors.
That sounds like a great approach. What does this mean for the MAPAL Group's strategic direction?
Dr. Jochen Kress, the president of the MAPAL Group, highlights that Güntner's experience in international companies will contribute valuable impetus to the group's strategic development. They are very much looking forward to working together.
I see, and who was Güntner replacing?
He succeeds Matthias Kirster, who has left the company by mutual agreement. That's the official statement from the MAPAL Group.
Right, so what does this leadership change mean for the Northwest aerospace sector?
Well, MAPAL is a key supplier in the aerospace industry, providing precision tools and solutions. A strong CFO can influence the company's investment decisions, innovation focus, and partnership strategies that could have ripple effects across our supply chain.
That makes sense, and with Güntner's emphasis on collaboration, we might see more strategic partnerships or joint ventures in the region.
Exactly, and given the global nature of aerospace supply chains, his experience with international subsidiaries could help strengthen MAPAL's global operations while maintaining its regional presence.
Quite a big claim, right?
I think it's fair to say. The appointment of a new CFO at a company like MAPAL is always significant. It signals a potential shift in strategic priorities and could impact everything from R&D investment to capital expenditures.
And what about the transition? How is the company handling the handover from Kirster to Güntner?
The company didn't provide specific details about the transition process, but with the fact that it was a mutual agreement, I would assume it's a smooth handover. MAPAL has a reputation for professional transitions in leadership roles.
Right, and for our listeners who might not be familiar with MAPAL, can you give a quick overview?
Of course. The MAPAL Group is a leading manufacturer of precision cutting tools and tool systems for the aerospace, automotive, and general engineering industries. They have a strong presence in the Northwest and are an important partner for many of our members.
Thanks for that context. So to wrap up, what's your take on this leadership change?
I think it's a positive move for the MAPAL Group. Güntner brings a wealth of experience and a collaborative approach that could drive innovation and growth. It will be interesting to see how this plays out over the coming months.
Agreed, and that's the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news. Thank you for joining us, Emma.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Join us next time for more news from the Northwest aerospace industry.